And now we invite you to listen to The Adventures of the Falcon as Mike Waring solves the case of the wandering wife.
There's one thing you learn working as a private detective. If you keep your eyes open, you're bound to reach a goal. The case in point, I give you Larry Barker. Larry is the rugged-looking boy making his way down the fourth-floor corridor of the Harris Building. Right now, he's looking for trouble. And when he stops in front of room 419, the odds are 20 to 1. He'll find it.
John? Yeah? I'm looking for Frank Pulaski.
Well, if you don't find him, it ain't because you don't try in the right places.
You, Pulaski?
That's right.
I'm Larry Barker.
The bookie?
I don't think we have to go into that.
Well, whatever you say, Mr. Barker, sit down.
Thanks.
What can I do you for?
It remains to be seen. Someone told me you were one of the best private detectives around.
Well, naturally, I ain't going to deny it.
We'll soon find out. Take a look at this picture.
Hey, not bad.
That happens to be my wife.
That's even better.
I don't like those kind of jokes, Pulaski.
Sorry.
Think you could watch it for me?
Well, I don't know why not.
Her first name's Sheila.
Sheila?
Yeah. I want her followed day and night. I want to know everyone she sees but everyone. Can you handle it?
Well, now, let's see if we understand each other, Mr. Barker. You suspect your wife's running around.
Did I say that?
Why else would you want to stick a tail on her?
That's none of your business. Now, either you want the job or you don't.
Well, it's going to run into a lot of dough.
So?
So, how about an advance?
No dice.
Well, for a job like this, I'll have to put on two extra men.
I don't care how many you put on. In my business, I only pay off on results.
Well, I don't do business that way.
I do.
Well, in that case, we're both wasting time. You got to find yourself another boy. I got to find myself another client. Let's hope we both know where to look.
Taxi?
Can I help you, honey?
Taxi!
You don't seem to be having much luck.
Maybe I'll do better calling a car.
Oh, now, wait a minute, baby. I ain't trying to pick you up.
Taxi!
I'm in it, Mrs. Barker.
Look, how did you know my name?
Oh, you'd be surprised what I know about you, Sheila. Maybe you'd like to look at my card.
Frank Pulaski, private investigation.
Mm-hmm. Your hubby was in to see me yesterday.
Larry?
Uh-huh.
Well, what did he want?
Well, now, this ain't no place to talk. I got a brand new Nash around the corner, and...
You can say anything you've got to right here.
Well, it's kind of embarrassing, Sheila. I don't like to be seen taking money from a woman in a public thoroughfare.
What are you talking about?
Well, naturally, you can't expect me to divulge this kind of information for free.
You're absolutely right, Mr. Pulaski. So you keep your information, and I'll keep my money.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
I'm not interested.
Well, this really concerns you.
I doubt it. Taxi?
Well, looks like I ain't gonna make a buck from the Barker family know-how. But I like you better than I do your husband.
Thanks.
I mean it. If I were you, Sheila, I'd watch my step. Larry's checking up on you.
What do you mean?
Just what I said. As a matter of fact, I did a little checking on you myself.
Why,
Laura, take it easy. As far as I can learn, you never once stepped out of line. So what's the matter with that husband of yours anyway? He must be out of his mind.
You may be right.
Well, if I was you, honey, I'd never put up with it.
Thank you for your advice, Mr. Pulaski. I'll let you know if I take it.
Just a second.
I said just a second. What's the big idea?
Oh, hello.
You must be Mike Waring.
Well, if you're looking for him, I'd be a fool to deny it. Come on in, Angel.
The name is Barker. Mrs. Barker.
I don't like to be formal with my clients.
And what makes you think I'm going to be a client?
You mean this is a social call? Well, that's even better. Sit down.
Thank you.
Cigarette?
No, thanks.
Drink? I make a great Smirnoff martini.
What?
Vodka, you know.
Oh. Well, if you don't mind, Mr. Waring, I'd like to get right down to business.
All you pretty women are alike. Okay, Sheila. When do you want me to start looking?
When do I want you to start looking?
Well, don't you want evidence for a divorce?
How did you know that?
Well, you announced yourself as Mrs. Barker, and then I took a look at your left hand. That little white ring of flesh told me you were wearing a wedding band until a couple of hours ago.
Mm, that's pretty obvious.
Always is after someone points it out. What's your husband do?
He's a betting commissioner.
You wouldn't be married to Larry Barker.
Yes. Well, now, what's that supposed to mean?
Oh, I'm impressed. I hope you do as well on your next marriage.
There's not going to be a next marriage. I just want a divorce. I don't even want alimony.
Why?
Have you ever been married to a jealous man?
And not recently.
I'm not clowning, Mr. Waring.
Sorry.
Larry and I were married 6 years ago. And ever since the first day, he suspected the worst.
Does he have reason?
No.
You know, I believe you.
Thank you.
That's quite all right. But if Larry had no cause to be jealous, why is he?
I don't know, and I don't care. He's killed everything I ever felt for him. He even tried to hire a private detective to keep tabs on me.
Who?
A man named Frank Pulaski. That was the final straw.
I don't blame you. All right, Angel. I'll let you know when I come up with something.
Yes, sir, can I help you?
Is Larry Barker in?
Well, he's very busy.
He can't be that busy. Tell him Al Farinacci's here.
What is it, Joyce?
There's a gentleman to see you, Mr. Barker.
Can't you handle it?
He wants to speak to you personally. His name is Al Farinacci.
Oh, well, send him right in.
Please go in.
Thanks. Where do I go?
First door to your right.
Come on in, Farinacci.
Glad to see you, Mr. Barker.
What have you got?
Plenty. I told you my outfit delivers the goods. Lucky you didn't get yourself tied up with that Frank Pulaski.
What's the story?
Just what you thought. Your wife's been seeing some guy on the sly.
I knew it.
She spent practically the whole afternoon in his apartment.
Who is he?
Mike Waring.
The Falcon?
Yep. And you know his rep.
I've heard a couple of stories.
Well, there you are. It's just a case of putting two and two together.
All right, fine, Archie, beat it.
What about my check?
I'll mail it.
Now look, Mr. Barker.
What's the matter? Don't you trust me?
Well, I'll deal...
Just for that, your wife.
Joyce!
Yes?
Show him up.
Never mind. I can find my own way.
What happened?
Nothing.
That wasn't the impression I got listening at the door.
So you were eavesdropping.
I guess I should be ashamed of myself.
I got a good mind.
Sure you have, Larry. Mine's the one that's bad. You'd think in 9 years I would have gotten smarter.
What are you babbling about?
Just reminiscing.
Well, do it on your own time.
I don't have any time of my own. Every minute belongs to you, remember?
Are you going to start that again?
Yes. I'm entitled to know where I stand. You've been stalling me long enough. 9 years. 9 rotten years. Well, now you've got grounds for a divorce.
You're crazy.
I heard what Farinacci said. Sheila's been running around with a Mike Waring.
Shut up. You didn't actually think I was going to marry you.
Yes, I did.
You stupid little fool. My Sheila's worth a million like you.
She's no better than I am. Ask Waring.
And you keep your mouth shut, do you understand? Don't you dare to say a word about her.
I only hope Mr. Waring is as gallant.
Don't give it a thought, Joyce. He won't talk. I'll see to that personally. It's about time, Waring.
How did you get in here?
What difference does it make? Shut the door.
I take it that gun is loaded.
What do you think?
I think I better shut the door.
I understand you and my wife had a nice little talk today.
Oh, you must be Larry Barker.
How'd you guess?
Oh, I'm real clever.
How long have you been carrying on with Sheila?
How long have I watched?
You heard me.
Yeah, but I'm sure I misunderstood. You think your wife and me...
Yes.
You got a real nasty mind.
Listen, you...
Tell me something, Barker. How do you get like that? The way I see it, either you once took a beating from some woman...
Nobody puts anything over on me.
And I got another theory. You must be playing around yourself.
What?
Sure, that's it. So because you can't be trusted, you don't believe anybody else can.
Well, you know...
I guess that
good.
Means I'm right, huh?
You're going to stay away from Sheila, do you understand?
Who's going to make me?
Me.
Come on, Mike. Time to rise and shine. Oh, you're going to lay there and pamper yourself?
Who's that?
Just open those big brown eyes and look.
It wouldn't be Sergeant Corbett.
You giving odds?
What are you doing here?
Oh, no, that's no way to talk to a man who saved your life.
Who saved my life? Help me up.
Well, if I were you, kiddo, I'd stay right there. May save you another trip down. Who did this job on you?
Never mind.
It was Larry Barker, wasn't it?
How did you know?
Yeah, I'm psychic. And now about Barker.
I'll take care of him.
A couple of boys down at headquarters think you did already.
What?
Yeah. They found his body 20 minutes ago with 3 slugs in his brain.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. And you'll die when you hear who they think put him there. You want to put your head on, or will you go like that?
In a moment, we'll return to the adventures of the Falcon. But first... And now back to the adventures of the Falcon.
It just goes to prove you should never sleep in the daytime. Here, Larry Barker tucked me in. And when I awoke, a police sergeant named Sidney Corbett was standing over me. I couldn't make up my mind which was more frightening, Corbett's news or his face.
What's the matter, Mike? You look unhappy.
Let me get this straight, Sergeant.
Well, you got it straight. Larry Barker's been murdered.
And you think I...
Well, it's a possibility. You had a run-in with him.
But when you found me, I was unconscious.
So how do I know you weren't faking?
Now listen, you Schlemiel.
What are you getting so excited for? I said it was a possibility. The probabilities are something else again. Now, what was your trouble with Parker?
He had some screwy idea I was horsing around with his wife.
Were you?
No.
Oh, you're slipping. That ain't the Mike Waring I know and love.
Sheila came to me to get her evidence for a divorce.
Why? She got another guy on the string?
No, she just couldn't stomach Larry anymore. He was crazy jealous. Well, I guess that problem's over now.
Well, I hate to disagree with you, but I think her problems are just beginning.
I don't see how.
Well, you're not looking in the right places. You say Barker was crazy jealous. He would have fought a divorce.
So?
So she took the other way of getting rid of him.
You're nuts.
Well, I would have bet you'd say that. Whenever you're stuck for an answer...
I tell you, she didn't kill him, Sergeant. Why don't you scout around and find out who else had it in for Barker?
You have any suggestions?
Yes. Larry was playing around on the side. He practically admitted it to me. That's why he was ready to believe the worst of Sheila to justify himself.
Well, assuming... Now, mark you, I say assuming there was another woman, so what?
We'll know that when you find her.
You mean when you find her?
You expect me...
Uh-huh. I've done my part. I found Sheila. You get your own girl.
Hi, Joyce.
You've got your nerve.
Yes, that's what they all say.
Now, look, Miss Clay, I don't know who you are, but if you don't get out of here...
You'll call a cop?
Yes.
Well, the number is State 49970. Now, what are you waiting for?
Who are you?
Pulaski's my name, Frank Pulaski. I'm a private dick. You know, like the Falcon.
What do you want?
Well, why don't I sit down, huh? It's too bad about your boss.
My boss?
Larry Barker. Someone done him in.
You're lying.
Oh, you think so? Take a look at this headline.
Spooky killed in Eastside apartment, Lawrence Barker. Better known. Oh, no.
You need a drink.
No, I don't.
Well, I do. Do you mind?
Is this why you came here?
Well, not exactly. Well, Chaim. You see, the cops think his wife knocked him off.
Well, they're crazy.
Well, she seemed like the best bet. Of course, you and I know better.
What do you mean?
Well, Barker came to my office yesterday to hire me to keep tabs on his missus.
That's a lie. He hired...
Al Farinacci, sure. But that was only after I turned him down. You know, he was a tough man to get a buck out of. You'd think his wife would be more generous.
What?
Well, I thought she at least would let me have $100 for tipping her off on what was going on, but no. So then I thought of you.
I don't understand.
Well, now, I'm a student of human nature. You can't believe how low people are.
Get to the point.
Yeah, well, I wondered why a guy like Barker would be watching his missus when she never went straight off the reservation. And then it occurred to me maybe he'd like to put on the war paint himself.
I wouldn't know.
Are you kidding? Who'd know better?
Are you suggesting...
Uh-huh.
You get out.
Oh, you don't want to take that attitude, sweetie. Like I said, this is only a theory. Now, for 500 clams, I'd be willing to forget
get
it.
Get out!
Well, if I do, I'll go straight to Mike Waring.
I don't care where you go.
Well, you can't say later I didn't give you a chance. If I will get you 10, Waring will be willing to take it.
Yeah?
Hi, Waring.
Do I know you?
No, but think of what you've been missing.
I'm willing to pass it up.
Oh, you'll be making a great mistake. You're working for Sheila Barker, ain't you?
Well?
Well, how would you like to get her off?
Maybe you better come in.
Thanks.
I don't believe you mentioned your name.
I don't believe I did. It's Pulaski, Frank Pulaski.
Oh.
But don't tell me you heard of me.
Only this afternoon, Sheila Barker told me you were working for her husband.
Oh, she's got the story twisted, Dad. He wanted me to go to work, but I couldn't see it. We couldn't get together on a feet.
That's tough.
Well, it's tougher than you think. Imagine me sitting here with everything I know.
And what do you know?
Well, is it worth 500 fish?
It might be.
Well, suppose I told you that Barker was playing around.
I figured that out for myself.
Yeah, but I know her name.
Wouldn't she pay off?
Hmm?
Well, you must have braced her first.
You know, you're pretty cute.
I bet you say that to all the boys. Now, who's the girl?
First, let me see the color of your dough.
Come on, hey. Pulaski, who's the girl?
Let go.
I asked you something.
Don't you ever do that again.
Don't tempt me.
Oh. You're going to pay for that.
Put it on my bill. Now, what's her name? Well?
Joyce. Joyce Crane.
Where can I find her?
At the Comstock.
Thanks a lot, Pulaski. You've been a great help.
That's okay, Waring. The pleasure was all mine. You'll be surprised what I do for you in the future.
Hello.
Whatever you're selling, mister, I'm not interested.
How do you know it if you see my line?
I'll take my chances.
You can't afford to, Joyce.
Aren't you being just a little bit familiar?
If you think I'm obnoxious now, wait till you know me better. My name is Mike Waring.
Well, hooray for you.
You're not impressed?
You have no idea. You can say everything you want to right there.
Everything?
Look, you're not fooling me. I know Pulaski's been to see you.
I kind of hoped it'd be a surprise.
No, he announced his intention as he left.
I see. And I see something else.
What?
Larry Barker was right. You wouldn't have made him a good wife. You're much too possessive.
Well, you know what?
Careful. There may be kiddies listening. But you are possessive. You proved it when you killed him.
Get out.
You're forgetting, Angel. I am out. You never invited me in. Mr. Big Mouth. I had to go and remind her.
Hey, buddy.
Me?
Yeah. I wonder if you could settle an argument for me and my friend here.
Now, what is it?
He says you're Mike Waring.
Well?
And I got a gun that says you're going to get into this car. Well, who's right?
Apparently, both of you.
Get in.
You fellas ought to be ashamed of yourselves. Things like this don't happen anymore.
Don't they?
Yeah, I guess they do. Well, whose lap do I sit on?
Move over, Wally. Watch him.
You know, I got a friend who won't believe this. He's a police sergeant.
Think of that.
You're not even impressed.
You think his feelings will be hurt?
Absolutely.
So why tell him? You talk too much, Waring.
You may be right.
Sure I am. I ought to know. I talk too much, too. All right, Wally, let's find a nice, quiet spot where instead of all this dialogue, we can get a little action.
In a moment, we'll return to the adventures of the Falcon.
For you. Obviously, somewhere along the line, I put my foot in it. 5 minutes after Wally found his nice, quiet spot, that same foot was around my neck. The next thing I knew, I was at police headquarters, and it had begun to rain. But I was the only one getting wet. Sergeant Corbett was in charge of the downpour.
All right, Sussman, once more.
Cut that out. You want to draw me?
Well, I thought that would bring you around.
You didn't have to do that.
Well, it was too good an opportunity to waste. Here's a towel.
Thanks.
Well, you better get the back of your neck, Mike. You're not dry behind the ears.
Oh, that's a good one. How did I get here anyway?
A prowl car found you in Red Hook. Recognizing you as my comrade in arms, they brought you here. Now, who did it?
I don't know their names, but they were obviously hired by the same party who killed Larry Barker.
You mean Sheila?
Don't be a sap. They were hired by Joyce Crane.
And who, pray tell, is Joyce Crane?
She was Larry Barker's secretary. Only her time belonged to him out of the office as well.
And the two punks who gave you that going over were hired by her?
Yes. If you want a description...
No, I wouldn't care to hear it.
Now, look, Sidney...
Yeah, we already picked them up. One is Wally Forbes, and the other is a boy named Tony Gilman.
How do you know they're the right ones?
Why, they admitted it.
Oh. Well, then we shouldn't have any trouble getting him to confess that Joyce hired him.
That I doubt.
Now, look, Corbett...
Well, what are you telling me to look for? This isn't television. They're friends of Frank Pulaski.
What?
Yeah. They were just doing him a favor. Now that I think of it, why did I lock him up? Well, they were doing me a favor, too.
Hello, Joyce.
Don't tell me you're back again.
I wouldn't slam the door, lover. This time I brought along a friend. This is Sergeant Corbett.
How do you do?
Look, Sergeant, I don't know what Waring told
you. Well, that's
you.
Just the trouble. He didn't tell me a thing. Maybe you can help out. May we come in?
No.
Well, I think we better.
Is that an official request?
Oh, I didn't flash my badge. Now, why can't we keep this on a friendly basis?
Well, I don't like him.
Me?
Oh, the girl's got taste.
Sit down.
Thanks.
Now, what do you want to know?
Well, Waring here has come up with a very interesting theory.
You see, Joyce, there's one character in this little drama we've forgotten. Now, you don't believe that Sheila killed Larry Barker, do you?
Yes, I do.
You've changed your mind.
It's a woman's prerogative.
Well, let's hold Sheila in abeyance for a while. Let's get back to this character we've overlooked. Now, what's the name of the private dick Larry hired?
You mean Pulaski?
No, Pulaski never went to work for him. This is the boy who actually did the job. The one who tailed Sheila to my apartment.
Al Farinacci.
Farinacci, that's a name?
What's he got to do with this?
Well, let's suppose Larry never paid him for the job.
He didn't.
Then that gives Farinacci a motive.
You're crazy. The only reason Larry didn't pay him is because he was busy.
But Farinacci expected to be paid right there and then.
No, Larry had a right to check and see whether his information was McCoy. Once Larry found out Sheila hired you to get divorce evidence, he agreed to pay off.
How do you know that?
Because Larry told me as much.
Then it's your theory.
Sheila killed him. She knew she'd never be free any other way.
You really want to see her burn, don't you?
I most certainly do.
Bloodthirsty little girl, ain't she?
Well, what do you say, Mike?
I say it's about time you did something.
What are you mumbling about?
She's the one we want.
Are you out of your mind?
That's possible, too, but it doesn't alter the conclusion. You killed Larry Barker.
No.
Yes, you were in love with him.
Then why would I kill him?
Because you were getting older every day. You went with him for 9 years, always deluding yourself someday he'd marry you. When you finally woke up to the fact he was killing you, that was it.
No. No.
Can you prove that, Mike?
Sure. When Barker came to my place, he accused me of running around with Sheila.
Huh?
He slugged me before I had a chance to tell I was only working for her.
But Joyce here claimed Barker told her that.
That's what I mean. That's how I knew Joyce was lying. All right, Corbett. Fool everybody and make like a police sergeant.